Hi there, welcome to Clan Chat, the official podcast of Glasgow Clan Ice Hockey Club, the only podcast to bring you the interviews from around the club throughout the Elite League season. I'm Craig Anderson. It's a slightly shorter show for you this week, but we still managed to cram a lot into the time we have as Glasgow Clan prepare for a doubleheader with Coventry Blaze this weekend. As they look to bounce back from last Saturday's defeat by Belfast Giants, we get the view from inside the locker room as Gerard Hansen joins us to preview the games coming up. We've got a Coventry Blaze fan on this week in the form of broadcaster Justine Green, who you may recognise as part of the Radio 2 Breakfast Show team with Chris Evans, and she talks to us about what Clan can expect from her beloved Blaze. Plus, we go behind the scenes with another member of the Clan crew, and it sounds good when we ask, what do you do? And it's all here once again in this edition of Clan Chat.
Hey, I'm Joel Rumpel, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
We start with a quick recap of the weekend. It was only one game as Glasgow Clan hosted newly placed top-of-the-table Belfast Giants at home, and after a narrow loss to Cardiff Devils in midweek, it was a chance to do it all again, and hopefully come away with a better outcome. But the Giants were on a good run of form and arrived in Glasgow fresh from a 2-1 win over Fife Flyers the night before that had put them top of the league. Needless to say, they weren't in the mood to let up, and after a pretty even first period, Giants took advantage in the second session with a hat-trick by Blair Riley, which went a long way to seeing him claim Player of the Week for the Elite League and the British Ice Hockey website. The Clan put the pressure on in the third period, and after Scott Pitt pulled one back, Tyler Beskarowani was kept busy in the Giants' net as the home side created plenty of chances in an attempt to start worrying Adam Keefe's side. However, Jonathan Boxall added a late fourth to confirm the final result, and Pete Russell was left disappointed post-game as the Giants left with a 4-1 result.
I'm Matt Hayward, you're listening to Clan Chat.
So, time to put that behind us and look forward when Clan take on Coventry Blaze at home on Saturday. Face off at 7pm. Tickets are available via the website. Then it's off to the Sky Dome for a return fixture on Sunday with a face off at 5:15. The Blaze are a team with a history of success in this league, but more recently have battled at the lower end of the playoff placings and actually nicked 8th place off the Clan in the final weekend of last season to deny the Glasgow men. Danny Stewart is their coach and has led them to two victories over Glasgow this season, a 2-1 win at the Sky Dome in September, then a 5-3 success at Brayhead Arena just 3 weeks ago. But what about this Coventry Blaze team and what their prospects are this weekend and even across the season? I decided to seek the insight of a Coventry Blaze fan, a lady whose voice will be familiar to listeners of Chris Evans' breakfast show on BBC Radio 2. She also turns up on BBC Radio 6 Music and is the Sunday breakfast presenter on BBC Coventry and Warwickshire Radio. I'm talking about Justine Green, and the first thing I wanted to know is how this current team compares with recent sides under Stewart.
Do you know, I think under Danny Stewart's leadership, this is the tightest team that we've had. Ever since they came in, talking to Danny a lot, they seem to have really gelled together as a team, both on and off the ice. And I think we've seen that right from pre-season. And honestly, I have high hopes for this team, our best in years.
And I want to ask you, now I'm an outsider looking in, and I see the results and I see some of the stuff on social media. And to me, this is just me speaking, I find the Blaze, if I were a fan, they're a frustrating team to support. And I say that because you can go to Cardiff and win there, but then you can lose the next game to Milton Keynes. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It is a quite frustrating gig being a Blaze fan. I don't quite know what happens. I mean, we've talked over a number of seasons about inconsistency, and sometimes they just seem to really pull it out of the bag, and other times it doesn't quite happen. Although, I have to say, a number of the results, having watched the game, you think, we should have won that. Why did it not happen? So I think not always the score reflects how well they actually played. But yeah, it is frustrating because you think if they can win against some of the really big arena teams, why do they then go and throw it away? Although I have to say, you look at the league and the fixtures and whatever, and some of the way they're organised is kind of madness. The guys spend so long traipsing around the country that by the time they get the next game, it's inevitable that they're tired.
Now, we'll talk about the Glasgow games coming up this weekend. That's why we've got you on. But I want to ask you about your love affair with the Blaze. How did it all start for you?
I went along to one game and I was quite simply hooked. It kind of spread through my family. My brother went first and he became a diehard fan overnight. Then my parents went and suddenly the rest of the family were all season ticket holders. And I was in London all week and I'd come home at the weekend and they were just evangelical about ice hockey and the Blaze and how brilliant it was. And they went from not being involved at all to having shirts, going on the road with them. And so I went along to see what all the fuss was about, and just straight away fell in love with the game, fell in love with the Blaze, and I'm really lucky that through my BBC job, it means that I can actually meet loads of the guys and kind of get a bit more inside the club and the mentality of ice hockey players, which just makes me love it even more.
And what was it like during the times where they were winning Elite League championships and Grand Slams? You had a fantastic team. Danny Stewart was part of that team under Paul Thompson as well. It must have been really good days.
Oh, you know, they were the glory days, really. And when you had amazing players like Adam Calder, Dan Carlson, they were really the glory years. And, you know, to step out on the ice and just be winning one trophy after another, you know, the silverware just kept coming. You only have to be in the Skydome Arena and look up to those banners. It was absolutely incredible. But you know, the ice hockey as well was first class from the guys, 100% effort, and it just really paid off. And yet Danny was a big part of that. He was rough and tough on the ice those days, and now of course he's doing exactly the same but from the bench.
He certainly is. Now it's a double header this weekend. The Blaze come to Glasgow Clan on Saturday, and then Clan make the journey down to the Skydome on Sunday. Now, Coventry have got a bit of a good record against the Clan recently. They've won the last four against them. Would you hope for more of the same from them this weekend?
Yeah, fingers crossed. I don't want to jinx it, but absolutely, I'm pretty confident. I mean, twice this season alone, really good score lines, 5-3 and 2-1. And Ben Lake's winning goal last time we played you guys was, you know, really something special. So I know that Ben will be gunning for a few more to hit the back of the net. Yeah, I'm really confident and optimistic. But of course, you know, as we've just said, travelling plays a part. So it's a long trip between Coventry and Glasgow, both for our guys and you guys, so it's a tough ask. But also I think if you watch the teams playing, pretty evenly matched as well, so I think we're in for a real battle of a weekend.
Now the players that stuck out for me when Coventry came to Glasgow 3 weeks ago, Ben Lake was one you mentioned there. Kevin Morris looks a good presence in the team as well, but you've also got the situation with the netminder. Kopriva has been playing recently through Mika Vikman's injury. Vikman's back as well. Who else would you identify as the key players for the Blaze?
Well, we have to see who's going to be in net this weekend. I mean, Popper has done an amazing job. Absolutely love him. Mika Whitman, as you say, has been injured and has been coming back. So, not sure who's going to be in the net this weekend, but either of those guys have really got it covered. In terms of Kevin Morris, he's a fantastic captain. He really is a quiet man. You know, he doesn't need to shout and scream. He just gets on really well with the guys. He gets the job done, but he's a good communicator. I had him in my studio on Sunday breakfast a few weeks ago, and he is one of those players that's a really good reader of the game. You know, he's good with strategy, he knows how to motivate guys, and brilliant captain, and for me a standout player as well, and he's a lot of fun. So yeah, I think his presence will definitely be felt again this weekend. He's just one of those guys, the jersey comes on and he gives 110%.
Now, I'm going to push you for a prediction here. You said you're hoping for two wins over the weekend. Do you think that's what will happen? Or do you see something else a bit different happening between the two teams?
I think, listen, we're definitely going to have a win. I'd like to go for a four-point weekend for the Blaze. But we're definitely going to get a win. And I think, you know, I think it could be another tight game, though. I think we could be looking at another 3-2, 2-1, that kind of scoreline, rather than either team running away with it. But, you know, I'm keeping absolutely everything crossed, and we'll be bleeding blue and having my shirt on all weekend.
Good stuff. I want to ask you about one of your colleagues, Chris Evans, who you work with on the Radio 2 Breakfast Show. Given that you love the sport, you love the Blaze in particular, mm-hmm. Have you ever managed to persuade Chris to take in a game at any point? Is that something that you're keen to do before he goes off to other pastures?
We had him down to Coventry Blaze, actually. We even got him to do a bit of training with the guys, and he did it for the one show. I've been trying to wrestle off him the special Blaze shirt that we got done for him, but he actually, having known nothing about ice hockey, became quite a fan. And he, you know, the strength of the guy, the speed, he was like, I've never seen anything like it. So he won't give it me. He's still got it in his house. I'm trying, before the end of December, to get it out of his mitts.
Matt Sash, you're listening to Clan Chat.
That was BBC broadcaster Justine Green talking to us about her team, Coventry Blaze, Clan's opponents this weekend. That brings me nicely back to the locker room and what the view is in there ahead of the two games this weekend. Gerard Hansen has done well for the Clan so far this season, picking up 9 points in total, 4 goals in his 19 appearances. And he joined me to talk about the two games against Coventry, how they can bounce back from the disappointment of losing to Belfast, and his brother, who scored an absolute beauty in the DEL last week, a goal you may have seen across social media. But at first, as we recorded, he had just stepped off the ice after the Skate with the Clan event on Thursday, and I asked him how much he had enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good time. There was a lot of people showing up and a lot of kids, so you know, we were able to help them out, trying to teach them how to skate a little bit, and yeah, they all seemed to enjoy it, and there's a lot of people out there, so it's a fun time for sure.
I was saying to you before we started recording, that was something that the Clan used to do before, and I think it got too busy. You know, it's a great thing though to get involved with the fans, seeing them in that kind of situation, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we all do enjoy meeting the fans and hear what they have to say, and I think it's a good opportunity for them to kind of get to know us on a deeper level and just come out there and have fun for a little bit. So I think it's a great event for sure.
Now let's look ahead to the weekend. We take on Coventry Blaze on Saturday at home, then go down there on Sunday. How have the guys been bouncing back from the disappointment of the defeat against Belfast on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, we've just been, you know, we've been working on the things that we need to get better at. The one thing that I think that we really need to get better at is just to play a full game of ice hockey, you know. We have to play for 60 minutes. I think when we do play to our abilities, I think we're a really good team. But, you know, we're working on the small little details. We got to get better on PK, our power play, a little bit on our D zone. So, you know, it was a tough weekend, and, you know, it's been a week where we just want to get back to playing games and starting to win again. So, we cannot wait to get this game started.
The coach highlighted in his interview with Macaulay Jerry on Saturday about that for some reason something seems to go wrong in the second period. You know, just something happens and the other team's allowed back in. As a player, can you account for that? Can you kind of explain what happens there? It's a bit strange.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I never really experienced anything like this. It's just, you kind of get started in a bad cycle, I suppose. We've had a few games where we've played bad in the second period, and I don't know, maybe it's something that's just like in our head right now, but it's something that we really got to have to get out of right now and figure out how to play a full game of ice hockey. And I think we've been shown that in the games that we won. And like I said earlier, I think when we do play to our abilities, I think we are a really solid team, so we just have to figure that part out.
As I mentioned, Coventry are your opponents this week for the 2 days, starting at home on Saturday. They're a team you've not been able to beat this year. What can you do to break them down in these games coming up? What have you learned from playing them recently?
We've just been watching a lot of videos, trying to figure out how they play. They do have a deep lineup. I mean, they do have skill as well. But, you know, it's a hard-working team that really plays for a full game. So in order to beat them, you can't make any mistakes, and you really have to battle harder than them. So I think we've been watching a lot of videos trying to figure out the parts that they do well and how we're trying to defend that.
Are they a team that can be unpredictable as opponents? We've seen them go to, like, Cardiff, for example. They went there and got an excellent win last week, but they can lose to teams like, say, Milton Keynes, who are at the bottom end of the table as well. Are they a team that can be hard to judge?
Yeah, they are. That was one of the teams where you looked at in the beginning of the year. You didn't really know much about their roster, about their lineup. So it's kind of a team that you don't really know who is their goal scorer. You don't really know who's their, you know, PK player. You don't really know the certain types of roles. When you play teams like Belfast and Cardiff, you kind of have an idea of who you have to pay extra attention to and things like that. So they kind of are a team that you don't really, that is kind of hard to do a pregame scout report, so to say.
And of course, as I say, having the two games against them at the weekend, do you like those games when you've got the same opponent twice over the two nights, where maybe if something happens on the first night, you can maybe put it right on the second night, if you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of how we did it when I played college hockey as well. It's always fun. Like, if you would have a bad experience the first night, you really want to come at it right away. So Not like we're hoping that's going to happen this weekend, but I do think it's fun. The main drawback of that is that we have to go all the way to Coventry, but I think it's fun in the sense that you kind of get to the feeling of a playoff hockey game, so to say.
And would you say they had there's an advantage on the Clan, given that Coventry have to make the journey twice? They have to come to Scotland, then travel back down, whereas you guys have only got to make the journey once before you play them down there?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, that, in my opinion, that doesn't really affect too much of how the game is going to turn out. You know, we all travel and we all, you know, sit on the bus, and there's never going to be an excuse. So we're just going to come prepared to both of the games and just play our best to our abilities.
Now, let's take the conversation to another place entirely. You've got a brother who plays in the DEL, Gregor. He plays for the Crefeld Penguin, of course. He had a goal that went a bit viral earlier this week, an excellent goal it was, against Dusseldorf. What did you make of that?
Yeah, it was a good goal, that's for sure. I'll give him that. It was funny. I haven't really watched much of him this year. So he just texted me after the game saying he had a really nice goal and that he was going to send a video of it. And, you know, it was a nice goal, and with the social media and how, you know, powerful that is today, it's kind of fun to see how it can fly around all over the world like that. So it was fun. It was a really nice goal, so glad for him.
Now, he texted you to tell you he had a good goal, but you went, right, okay, that's fine, and then you actually saw the goal. What was your reaction when you saw the goal?
Yeah, well, he's always been fairly skilled and been able to score pretty goals like that. So at that point, I was like, well, okay, it's probably going to be one of those goals again, but this one's probably a little bit more special than the other. So I was impressed, and yeah, got to give it to him.
And what has he made of the reaction to it? We seem to see it everywhere just now on social media.
Yeah, I haven't really asked him much about it, but he's not much of like a social media guy, so
right.
I guess this kind of forced him to become one in that sense. So it's good to see that getting that part of the game as well.
Right, so Gregor set the standard there. What's the hopes we can see you reproduce something like that this weekend against Coventry?
Yeah, well, we'll see. I can't promise anything. As long as the puck is in the net, I'm happy, and how the puck is going to get there, I don't really care too much about, but I'll try to do my best to put the puck back there for sure.
I'm Zach Fitzgerald, and you're listening to the Clan Chat.
Gerard Hansen looking ahead to this weekend's games with Coventry Blaze. Tickets are available for Saturday's game at Brayhead Arena, so get yourself over to clanihc.com, the club's website, and get yours today. We move on, and it's time to learn more about what goes on behind the scenes at Glasgow Clan, and after talking to the voice of the Clan a few weeks ago, I spoke to someone who can usually be found no more than 4 feet from him on game nights, and as I always do, I asked him, what do you do?
My name's Andy Goldberg, and I'm the DJ.
So we've heard from the voice of the Clan and Kevin. You're the sound of the Clan, then?
I'm the music and the pre-recorded announcements, and basically just keep Kevin right, make sure he's sounding as good as possible.
That's it. Kevin certainly needs that, that's for sure. So how long have you done this thing?
This is my third season as the DJ.
When did you come on board? When did it all happen?
Well, I'm a fan first and foremost. I've been a season ticket holder of the Clan for, I guess, 5-6 years, and I'm also a sponsor, so I sponsor Matt Haywood, and I've been doing that for 5 years as well. So I've already been kind of involved with the Clan to some degree, and I had a radio show, and I'd interviewed some players on my radio show over the years, and I guess they knew that because I did some radio that they could bring me in as the DJ.
Yes, excellent. Now, you're not a local lad. I'm sure a few folk have picked up your accent. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Baltimore, which is on the east coast of the United States, near Washington, D.C., but I've lived here 20 years.
That's it. So what is it about the Clan, what is it about coming here that got you into it?
Well, I love the sport. I've always followed AHL hockey in the States, and also NHL. So I love the fact that there's professional ice hockey over here, and I just love the atmosphere. As a fan, I've always loved the game night experience and coming along. So when they asked me to kind of get involved behind the scenes, it was pretty much a no-brainer.
Now, tell me about the music you play. A lot of people know that you play certain music for certain things. Is it easy to do, or can it take a bit of work?
there's a lot of prep work. Mm. So behind the scenes, I'm always trying to think of new tunes to play for certain players or certain situations. And then I've got generic music that I just play whenever there's a play stoppage and there's not much going on. As in terms of the type of music, I do mix it up a little bit. So the traditionalists want to hear heavy metal. They want to hear AC/DC and Scorpion and that kind of stuff. I probably do play a little bit more poppy music, but more fun music that, you know, families or kids or things can sing along to, which I do a lot of in Europe, in European games. So I'm just trying to play a bit of everything for everybody.
So does any of the guys on the team or the coach have any input on what you play? Maybe like we're standing at warm-up at the moment. Do they have any input over that, for example?
The players pick all the warm-up songs.
Right.
And usually not at the start of the season. So it usually takes them a few weeks and a few long bus journeys to agree the music. But it's usually one or two of the players will send me some tracks to play for warm-up, and then sometimes those will change throughout the season when they get fed up with them. And then occasionally they'll ask me to, you know, add certain tunes into the playlist, and they often have comments about the volume. So the players like to hear it loud.
Absolutely. Yeah. And of course, you talked about keeping Kevin right in certain things as well. That balance between you being the DJ, Kevin being the announcer, I've announced on a couple of occasions in the past as well, it's very important, isn't it?
Yeah, and make no mistake, Kevin runs the show during the game, so I'm always following his lead. So my job is to support him and make sure that there's, you know, a bed of music when he's talking, when he wants it. Penalty announcements and goal announcements are my responsibility, but I need to make sure that I'm not playing those things over Kevin when he's talking. But Kevin makes sure that, you know, everything is being done to order, so I pretty much follow his lead throughout the game.
Now, you see, you've done this is your third season?
Third season, yeah.
So there must have been times where something's not worked when it should have. There must be situations where it's never went swimmingly every night, has it?
Every night is different, and that's that's probably my answer to your question earlier about what's one of the things I love about coming here, is that you never know what to expect. And when there's a, you know, I think it was the last game or the game before last, there was a goal, and then within a few seconds there was another goal, and then there was a timeout all at once, and neither Kevin nor I really knew what to do at this stage. So it is very often just kind of, you know, find our way and figure out something. But hopefully... my main goal is to give the fans a good game night experience, and they don't notice when something goes wrong at my end, and that's my aim.
And of course, you need to kind of work with the arena management as well, having to plug into the sound system and that. Are there any difficulties in that from time to time?
Very rarely. Whenever I need something, you know, they're very, very helpful. Get along great with the arena guys. But for the most part, I just come in and set up and don't really need much help from those guys.
Right, here's a hypothetical one for you. There's either a power cut or a power surge. You lose everything. What do you do?
Oh, great question. I suppose I should come up. I suppose I should come up with a contingency plan for that one of these days, Craig. I'll probably get on the ice and start singing something. I don't know. We've got a backup laptop. We've got a backup mixer. We've got backup microphones. I guess the only thing we don't have is backup electricity.
Hey, Clan fans, I'm Michal Gutwald, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
That was the voice of Game Night DJ, a.k.a. the music guy, Andy Goldberg, telling us what he does on game nights. Well, we're starting to wind things up now, and after my lengthy explanation of how Clan may qualify for the quarterfinals of the Challenge Cup, they only went and did it after Guildford Flames beat MK Lightning 5-2 on Sunday to confirm Glasgow's place in the last eight. The draw took place live on the league's Facebook page on Tuesday, and under the Pick Your Opponent system, we heard Cardiff Devils Managing Director Todd Kelman reveal his organisation wanted to play Clan in the last eight, and so it came to pass. The first leg will take place on Wednesday, the 28th of November, at Brayhead Arena, Glasgow Clan against Cardiff Devils at 7:30. The second leg is Friday, the 14th of December, in Ice Arena, Wales, Cardiff Devils against the Glasgow Clan again, a 7:30 face-off. Ticket information for the home game at the end of the month will follow in due course, but as a result of these additional fixtures, the date for the second leg at Ice Arena Wales was originally meant to be a league game. So that league game has now been rearranged for Wednesday, the 27th of February 2019, a 7:30 face-off. But that's about it for this week. Just to remind you, tickets are available for Saturday's game against Coventry Blaze and all other matches taking place at home throughout November, apart from the Challenge Cup quarter-final home leg, as I've just mentioned. If you haven't got your tickets already, head on over to the website clanihc.com or Ticketmaster to get yours. And don't forget, the game against Sheffield Steelers on Friday, the 16th of November, is not a season ticket game, so book now to get your seats guaranteed for the visit of Tom Barrasso's men. Catch all the latest news around the club on the website, clanihc.com, like the official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter and Instagram, the handle at clanihc. You can also subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify or Audioboom, and the newest episode will download automatically to your device. That's it. On behalf of producer Stuart Priest and myself, Craig Anderson, many thanks for listening. I'll be back next week for more from around the Glasgow Clan. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.